Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Right now, walking on the Baal Shem Tov path, which I told you about in other stories. Beautiful path that goes through woods and field. I'm on the way to our office, and it's a great place to think about the Baal Shem Tov and other tzaddikim, other Jewish stories. So I'd like to share with you a story about my very own cousin. And my cousin, may he rest in peace, Aleinu Shalom, was named Richard Stone. Now, Richard Stone became a little bit famous because he was a senator in the United States Senate from the state of Florida. And that was probably around the 70s or 80s. And he became a little bit famous because he took the door off his office as if to say, I'm not hiding anything. I'm not trying to do anything sneaky. Everything's open to the public. Everybody can see exactly what I'm doing. Because at that time, there was a lot of complaints of not such nice things going on in politics, Florida politics. And so this was how he showed that he was going to be completely honest. In any case, the story is not about his being a senator so much. It's really about his being a father. The story goes like this. One time, Richard was in Manhattan. He was walking on one of the streets of Manhattan, and his daughter, who was about 10 years old, was walking a little ways behind him. I'm not sure if other family members were there or not. And all of a sudden, his daughter comes running up, and she's crying. She runs and catches up with her father, and I think maybe the other parts of the family, other people in the family, and she's crying. So my cousin Richard says, what's the matter? Why are you crying? She said, because I was just asked by a Jewish young man, Hasidic young man, if I was Jewish. And I was so surprised by the question, and I was kind of, I guess I was nervous. So I said, no. And now I'm very upset because I really didn't want to say no. I'm very proud that I'm Jewish. I would never say no to somebody if I was thinking about it. But since I was kind of surprised, so whatever that word just came out. And I feel very upset to have told somebody that I'm not Jewish. So my cousin Richard said, well, let's go back and correct the situation. Let's go back and tell him that you are Jewish. Okay, so that's what they did. They went back. Now, you have to understand that at that time, my cousin was not very observant. He was proud of being Jewish, but as far as regular daily Torah mitzvahs, he was not so connected at that time. So they come back, and sure enough, it's a whole big mitzvah tank, which you probably know what that is, but it's either an RV or a truck or some other vehicle that is transformed into a little traveling Chabad house. And sure enough, there was the bacher, there was the young man. And Richard goes over to him and with his daughter. And he says, my daughter would like to tell you something. I think her name was Nancy. My daughter Nancy would like to tell you something. So the young bacher said, yes. Nancy said, well, you asked me if I was Jewish, and I said no. But it was only because I was so surprised with the situation and the question, and I just sort of nervously said no. But of course, I am Jewish, and I'm very proud that I'm Jewish. So the bacher said, that's very nice. Wonderful. And how about you, he said to my cousin Richard. Are you also Jewish? And of course, my cousin Richard said, yes. And the bacher said, well, would you like to put on tefillin? And my cousin maybe would have said no on another occasion. But since he was trying to demonstrate Jewish pride, he said, yes, I'll put on tefillin. It was not something that he usually did, but he knew what it was. He said, yes, I'll put on tefillin. And so the bacher put on tefillin with him. He said, Shema. And that was pretty much what happened. However, that actually started a new stage in my cousin's life because he started putting on tefillin more often. And little by little, he got to the point where he was putting on tefillin every single day. And he was keeping Shabbos. And he was keeping kosher. And in fact, he was even learning Torah after a while with somebody every day, learning Torah with some rabbi. And so as the years went by, he became really, truly quite observant. So what does this story teach us? It's actually something we've talked about before, but it's very important to be very, very strong and very, very well-versed in this idea that every single Jew has a neshama. This neshama is chelek elokah mimam mamish, which means it's a portion of Hashem above, truly. That means that even though the Jewish person, the Jewish soul, is down here in a physical body, which may not be so holy, but the soul remains completely holy. And every single Jew has this soul. And therefore, every single Jew is capable of doing what my cousin did, which is, yes, I'll put on tefillin, or yes, I'll keep kosher, or yes, I'll keep Shabbos, and so forth and so on. And therefore, whenever we see another Jewish person and they're not keeping Torah and mitzvahs, we must never say, oh, that's a bad person, or that's not a real Jew, or that person's like a goy, or goy, or goyish. No, we have to put on our neshama glasses. We have to put on our glasses which help us see the soul of the person, which means we have to think about it. We have to think about this person has a Jewish soul, and their Jewish soul could be as holy as mine, or holier, or as holy as Moshe Rabbeinu, at least in the essence of the soul. The essence of the soul, all souls are actually equal. On the revealed level, souls are, of course, different. The very essence of every soul is really one with Hashem. And therefore, need to really make sure to have our eyes open for these Jewish people who really need our help. Because for some reason that we don't really know, for some reason they were born into a situation where they didn't learn about Torah mitzvahs, or they fell into such a situation, or they wandered into such a situation. But really, we need to try to help every single Jewish person discover and connect with Torah mitzvahs, with Hashem. And this is actually one thing that will bring Mashiach very quickly, because when a person who's not connected with Torah mitzvahs in a revealed way, is not keeping Torah mitzvahs in a revealed way, then discovers it, it makes a huge light. We might not see it with our eyes, but it reveals a huge spiritual light. And this definitely brings us so much closer to Mashiach. The truth is, even if a person is observant completely, but still, sometimes we can have an argument. Sometimes we can say, this person's not my friend. But if we think about the fact that this person has a Jewish neshama, and any imperfection in that person is only with the body and the animal soul. But in essence, every Jewish person has that soul which connects him with Hashem and connects him with every other Jew. And in this way, we will build the Beis HaMikdash soon through Hashem and through Mashiach. And this way, we can quicken that time through learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, especially studying about the Beis HaMikdash. May it be rebuilt immediately, if not sooner. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.